Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm excited about having our good buddy Joe Bailey back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Bailey has been working as a psychotherapist for several decades now. He's a consultant to a variety of industries on helping them improve their mental well-being. He's the author of a book I told you about beginning way back in 1999, The Speed Trap. And then the next one was Slowing Down to the Speed of Life. And now he's written other books as well, but now the new one is called Fear-Proof Your Life, How to Thrive in a World Addicted to Fear. Joe Bailey, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Now, this term, addicted to fear, that's an interesting term to use there. A lot of people might if they thought about fear, they might think about it a lot of different ways. But to say that we're addicted to fear, that's an interesting turn of phrase. What do you mean by that?
Well, we've kind of become adrenaline junkies. If you tune into the news, as I know you do, Jim, you know, it's part of your business.
I don't have a life, so I watch the news.
We're constantly bombarded with messages of every fear du jour, everything that we need to be afraid of, from the media, not just radio, but, you know, the internet, newspapers.
The 24/7 news cycle has scared the bejeebers out of all of us, hasn't it?
Yeah, we got hooked on it, you know, and the advertisers know that. They know it, fear motivates us, and what we've forgotten is that, you know, too much fear can destroy our entrepreneurial spirit, our hope, our confidence. When we get weighed down with fear, we become depressed. And I know as an entrepreneur myself, there's been many times in my career where I've, you know, gotten discouraged because things aren't going very well. And that's just part of being in business. You know,
yep.
There's going to be those times. But how do you keep confident? How do you retain faith? You don't do it by living a life of fear. You do it by living a life of courage and hope.
What about, you know, on my way, one of my favorite artists, singer, songwriter, performer is Van Morrison. One of my top two favorite Irishmen, and he has a song. I was listening to it on the way to work today. He has a song on one of his great albums called, you know, There'll Be Days Like This, and he goes through all this litany of things, and he says, you know, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Can we just sort of say, you know what, there are going to be days like this when things happen. There are going to be days like this. And then, of course, the other half of that is, this too shall pass.
Yeah, I love that song too, Jim. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, is, you know, that life is going to have its what appears to be downs, and ups and downs. And what I found so often is the down turns out to be the impetus for the up so often. But when we lose our spirit, you know, we lose that...
Yeah.
That confidence, that hope, then we give up instead of saying, okay, what's the challenge here? How can I face this? How can I think about this differently? What's there for me to learn here? What's there for me to do differently in my business, in my work? And when we keep that faith and that confidence, we go on. But when we lose faith, we get bombarded with our own fears. We let fear take over. It becomes an addiction, a lifestyle. Then, you know, those are the people that fail because they give up. And
Well, fear helps you find excuses too, doesn't it?
Well, it you know, we live in the world of our false evidence appearing real, you know, the acronym for fear. we live in our illusions of what could happen. Well, what if this happens? And, you know, and there's a lot of that happening with the economy. And, you know, Bernanke mm-hmm. came out again this morning saying we're really in trouble. And,
yeah.
you know, you read all that and you start thinking, gee, is my small business going to make it? I just was at the fly shop yesterday. Jim, you can appreciate that, the fly fishing shop.
Joe's a professional. Also, I forgot to mention earlier, he's a professional fly fisherman and guide, too, by the way. Go ahead.
We're headed off to Chile on Tuesday, by the way.
I know, and I'm jealous.
Can't wait for that. But I was meeting with my fly fishing shop and, you know, getting my new lines put on and making sure my equipment was straight. And he was bemoaning, you know, the loss of business to the Internet and, you know, how
yeah.
much cheaper they can sell everything. And,
mm-hmm.
and he was really down in the mouth. And you could just feel the atmosphere in his store was depressed. And his state of mind was probably pushing customers away, and normally he wasn't like that, but
right.
we had a little talk.
So you had a little prayer meeting with him, didn't you?
We had a come to Jesus meeting, yes. About not losing faith.
Right.
And,
well, you know, sometimes, and I wrote an article about fear a while back, and one of the things that I pointed out in that article, Joe, was that sometimes fear is a good thing. I mean, in business. I mean, sometimes it's telling you that you haven't prepared enough. It's telling
That's
you
right.
that this is not the direction you should go in. It's telling you sometimes fear is giving you good information. Sometimes
exactly.
fear is not false. It's true. It's actual. It's real. You know, maybe I shouldn't be a business owner. Maybe I should clock in tomorrow.
I totally agree with that, Jim, and I talk about in my book, fear is a weapon and fear is a tool, and fear is there to wake us up like our alarm clock. I think I mentioned that on the last
mm-hmm.
time you interviewed me, and it's there to get our attention, and then we have to discern with our wisdom and our common sense, is fear just me getting wrapped up in my what-ifs, or is there something here trying to get my attention, my intuition, my gut instinct that... You know, Joe, you're running, you're off beam here. You need to go on a different tack, or maybe the times are a change in here, and you need to adapt and be nimble, and go inside and look for another creative way to solve this issue. Because if you keep doing the same thing the same way you're doing it,
right.
you're going to get the same failure.
So the key then, Joe, is to be able to recognize which face of fear that you're looking at. And when we come back, I want you to help us do that. Because, folks, this is really important for entrepreneurs, is to know whether, you know, the stove top is hot or you just think it's hot. Stand by 20 after. Right back with Joe Bailey. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Jim, this is Jerry Detweiler from BusinessCreditSuccess.com. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary. What an accomplishment. And I am looking forward to 10, 20, who knows how many more years. Congratulations and keep up the great work.
Welcome back. Bringing you back with a little Foreigner there. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Please use those to your advantage because I've created them just for you. And I made sure that when you showed up there, everything would be free, laid out in front of you just for the picking. So I hope you use that to your advantage. Show up with something on your mind, and I think you'll be able to find, I think we've got it organized where you can find what you need. And of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can get small business answers now. Joe Bailey is our guest. Joseph Bailey is the author of Fear Proof Your Life. Joe, give us your website. Tell us where your book's available, please.
Fearproofyourlife.com is my website, and my books are available online and local bookstores everywhere.
Yeah, all of them, folks. Go back and check them all out, and The Speed Trap, Slowing Down to the Speed of Life, and of course, now Fear Proof Your Life. You know, Joe, we were talking as we went to the break about how to differentiate between the fear that is valid and the fear that is invalid. And one of the things that I pointed out in this article I wrote a while back is that preparation and education and due diligence. Those are the things. Those I call those the fear-fighting tools. That you that if you arm yourself with the fear-fighting tools, then you can find out is this stovetop really hot or is it just look hot? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, I think that fear is a beautiful gift that we've all been given, and it's a survival tool. You know, the flight and fight syndrome, and that adrenaline that pumps
right.
our heart and gets us going and gets us out of the way of that lion about ready to attack. So it's a good thing, but when we use fear with the imagination, we couple it with our imagination, and we get caught up in the past, you know, past failures, past mistakes,
mm-hmm.
and we start projecting those into the future, that's when fear becomes destructive.
It blows that. We blow it out of proportion. Guess what, Joe? I have done that myself.
No.
Many times. You know, I've had scenarios where, you know, I had to make a phone call. I didn't want to make the phone call because I knew it was going to be painful, and I put it off. I didn't do it when I should have, and then I finally make it. And guess what? It wasn't even close to as bad as I had made it seem to it was going to be.
Can I tell you one of my favorite quotes, Jim?
Go ahead.
Fear not only anticipates misfortunes that never happen; it also precipitates some that would not otherwise have happened.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But you got to live through a few of those, don't you? I mean, don't we all have to go through that? I mean, even if we listen, even if we hear you saying these things, they hear me saying that I've done all this. Don't you have to do it yourself just to really know how hot that stovetop can be?
There's no teacher like experience. You know, you have to let your kids touch that stove once just to
That's
find
right.
out. But fear, you know, when it rules our life, when we become addicted to it, we become a worry junkie. When we just live in a constant state of dread and, you know, what if, then there's no room for inspiration. There's no room for our dreams. There's
mm-hmm.
no room for that creative intelligence that gives us the solutions that we're looking for in life, not just in business, but in our personal life and our health and our spiritual life and every other aspect of our being. So fear is there to wake us up. It's not there to, you don't carry your alarm clock around with you all day to stay awake on.
Right.
You wake up and then you turn it off and you get to business. You get to work on whatever it is that it's guiding you to.
Should we back off on being afraid of everything so much in terms of our employees, for example? Shouldn't we let employees have the opportunity to make mistakes? And then redeem them by saying, what did we learn after that happens? Not that you want them to, not that you're encouraging them to make mistakes, but at least just back off enough so that if they're taking initiative and they make a mistake, it's for the right reasons. What do you think?
I totally agree. You know, I mean, if you think about it, you know, if you're an employee and you're afraid of trying or risking something new, you're going to do the same old thing, and you're never going to trust your own instincts. And you on and a different part of that business can see very clearly how to serve the customer better or what you can do. You may not always be right, but if your boss is living creating a tyranny of fear in the workplace, then employees aren't going to take those risks. Where employees feel that they aren't going to be judged, they're going to be supported, and they're going to be backed up when they do take risks. They're going to be more willing to put more of themselves out there, and their job satisfaction and loyalty
mm-hmm.
will go sky high.
And performance.
Absolutely.
Their performance, because they're not going to – I mean, the worst thing in the world is to have a bunch of fearful employees. They're afraid if they do any little thing wrong, you're going to fire them.
Right. So encouragement goes a long way. And, okay, let's sit down and look at what you learned from this mistake. You know, I respect a leader and an employee who – makes a mistake and then is willing to learn from it rather than deny the mistake or cover it up or blame someone else or something else. But if you can face a mistake and see it as a teaching, see it as an opportunity to learn something, then you're going to continue to progress in your work.
Redemption is the most powerful tool in the management kit bag, and what did we learn is the most powerful term in that as well. Joe, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Great to talk to you, Jim. And
hope
you have a terrific week.
Hope you'll catch a big brown trout for me next week in Chile.
Yeah, well, you know, they can check out my flyfishingseminars.com, too.
Flyfishingseminars.com.
And see pictures of all the big fish I'm going to get.
Flyfishingseminars.com.
That's
all right. Thanks, Joe. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.